Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. We'll continue with today's program with June's theme of empowerment and belief in ourselves with today's topic, which the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, have entitled, With Faith, Belief, and Hope, Miracles Happen. You know, a while back I received a call from a longtime listener's husband who wanted to book a session with me. He saw the enormous changes that had occurred for his wife after she had her session, and he said he desperately needed help. Jim, now this is not his real name, but let's call this person Jim. Jim was a classroom teacher, and he always longed to rise to the position of being a principal, or in his words, a teacher who teaches teachers how to teach. Over the years, the alarm bells became louder and louder for him to fulfill his heartfelt longing. So he decided he would need to increase his credentials, which is exactly what he did. With increased certification and his master's degree, he constantly searched to find a position as a principal, but year after year, he kept coming up empty. He told me that he didn't get a job as a principal because there were just too many overqualified people for too few jobs, and that good-paying jobs like this were very scarce. He also said that he and his wife longed to move to northern New Jersey, as the neighborhood in the south in which they currently lived had changed for the worse over the past 8 years. But with not getting a better job, there was no way that they could afford to move, as the northern suburbs were more expensive. In addition, he was suffering from back problems, skin rashes, shortness of breath, and he was not sleeping. The more he spoke, the more the Posse of Angels showed me a leaf that had been caught in an eddy, and it had Jim's face on it. This leaf, Jim, was caught in a countercurrent of his own making that was a downward whirlpool created by his thoughts and beliefs in lack and focusing on a defeatist attitude of not being able to achieve his desires. Well, firstly, the posse of angels swooped in and they reminded Jim that there's only what he desires. Actually, everyone, there is only what each and every one of us desires. Although with our free will, we're able to think otherwise. Now, this was an unbelievable revelation to him, as he thought he was in fierce competition with everyone else on the planet, fighting over those same few jobs. I went on to paint him a very vivid picture of just how multidimensional we all are, and that there is a different reality for everyone, depending on their desires and their energies. I then explained that until he changed, the sad and sorry tale that he kept perpetuating, he kept telling himself about not being able to get a job, that he would never, ever be able to achieve what he felt in his heart was his due. This was the reason for this was because his feelings were so energetically opposite and disparate to what he desired. Knowing this, and by really allowing this to settle on the deepest part of our soul, then it doesn't matter how many other people in the world are going for that job. What matters is that whatever you ask for and whatever you faithfully believe in must manifest for you. Most people do not believe this as A, it doesn't appear immediately, and B, it doesn't appear in the expected way that they thought it would appear. For the rest of the session, I shared with Jim tried and true, simple exercises that he could focus on and practice. In this way, it would help him turn his desperate, sad energies into those that were more grateful, positive, and optimistic. By letting the grace of God work in his life, I also shared that by changing his perception from lack and scarcity to being grateful and feeling blessed and abundant, that he would easily draw a job to himself that fulfilled his desires. I also mentioned that as a result of putting his focus on thanking God and the angels, on the wonderful job that they were doing, orchestrating this great new job that was coming for him, and he'd be very easily be able to step into, that his physical problems would greatly diminish. 4 weeks later, I received this email from Jim. Dear Claire Candy, I just wanted to let you know and to thank you and your posse of angels for your guidance. I'm happy to announce that last night I was named principal at a terrific elementary school. I know that my changed positive outlook made all the difference. My wife and I both send well wishes. Now, not only this, but he went on to tell me that his back problems and shortness of breath had magically disappeared, and that the principal's job that he was offered was in the northern suburbs, precisely where he and his wife initially desired to move. Now, fancy that. What a coincidence. Jim told the universe exactly what he desired, and what clinched this deal with God was that he decided to now sprinkle belief, faith, hope and gratitude into the mix, and then voila, miracles occurred. Now, the posse of angels is coming in, they're jumping in here, and that they're actually saying to us that our having faith is not the belief that God will do what we want, but rather the belief that he, she, all that is, will do what is best for our highest good, and for the highest good of all concerned. Now, in this way, all prayers are answered. But because through our humanness, we have such a linear, limited view of life, our prayers are answered in the how and when of God's timing to work out for the best. Now, this entails enormous trust and, above all, patience on our part. But I can tell you that there were so many times in my life when I pleaded and I begged and I screamed at God and the angels for not answering my prayers in my timing. And when those prayers were eventually answered in his, her way, I said, well, thank God for holding off, because it would not have turned out as wonderful because all the necessary puzzle pieces had not been revealed in order for it to happen in the most divine and miraculous of ways. Well, you know, listeners, the interesting thing about us believing and trusting and having faith in ourselves and our dreams is to ask ourselves, why? Why are we practicing these things in the first place? You know, my lovely client, Jim, did not begin to change his outlook of despair and desperation to being that of trust and having faith in order to influence God. But his change to optimism and having a positive outlook was actually to change the nature of himself. And as many of us have experienced, it really is only by changing from within does our world begin to change on the outside. We need to believe in things that have not happened yet, for they never, ever will manifest into the physical form without the energy of belief behind them. For in every moment that we entertain even the slightest, the smallest doubt that we are restricted as to what we can do, as to what we can become, and what we can have, we stop the flow of that energetic alignment with the universe for that desire to become real in the physical realm. You know, what I have learned about my heartfelt dreams is to absolutely hang in there and not let anything or anyone shake my belief in them. You know, I've learned to practice the art of staying connected to my dreams, never allowing myself to be too distracted, too busy, or even too tired to focus on my dreams. And I've certainly never taken my dreams for granted, for these dreams are mine. They are nobody else's. And as such, they are unique. My dreams are special only to me, as they are God-given. Yes, other people may have similar dreams, but not with the same energies that mine have. And everyone, absolutely everyone, has free will and free choice to have their dreams. But you know, everyone, what sets us apart and makes us individuals is how much we believe in our dreams and what we will do to invest in them. Energy in, energy out. So many people have said to me how lucky I am to have such a wonderful business, to have my beautiful audiobooks, and to have my published books and my speaking engagements and all of the other things that I've done and my interviews. And I said, it has nothing to do with luck. It has to do with the belief, the hope, and the faith that I put into, and the energies that I put into believing in my gifts and creatively bringing them forth on the earth plane. And then that energy propelled them to bring more opportunities and connections to me to support my dreams. One of the greatest blessings that we can have is that belief, faith, and trust in ourselves, and to hold fast to the deep knowing that we are all under the providence of God and the angels. And as such, They indicate the how and the when of our lives working out. In fact, this is such a strong inherent right and gift that we have all been given as children of God, that by letting go, we will allow for infinite possibilities to create miracles in our lives. We, as spiritual beings, having a spiritual experience, have free will, but it actually is our programming that stops so many of us from going forward. We might have a dream, we might have a wish, an intention in our hearts, but then there are others who say, well, that's a foolish dream, or you can't possibly do that. And what happens is then we start to doubt ourselves, and then the energy recedes from our dreams, and it's years later that we regret that we did not go forward with our dreams. You know, I actually accept and I welcome the feeling of not knowing where I'm going. I allow God and the angels always to be my compass. That's my direction. I don't try to figure life out. Of course, I have my dreams and my wishes and my goals and my desires. But once again, the how and the when of that working out entails sometimes not actually knowing where I'm going. And some people would say, well, how can you do that? How can you feel comfortable with not knowing where you're going? But I have trained myself, I guess, to know that God and the angels have my best interests at heart. And so many of you may be thinking, how can you actually feel comfortable with that? So let me explain. I know that in the deepest part of my soul, that God and the angels, well, they wish the absolute best for me, for my highest good. And with God's infinite wisdom, he, she, source, universal, whatever name you call it, all that is, can clearly see all the connections and all of the situations that need to magically come together for this to happen for the best of all concerned. Now, in my limited human form, I cannot see all the possibilities. So instead of worrying and spending countless hours trying to figure life out, I've actually trained myself to love not knowing where I'm going, because as a child of God, I truly know that I am on a need-to-know basis. If I've not been given a sign how, where, or when to step forward toward the fulfillment of my heartfelt wishes, I wait on a sign from God and the angels, but I don't wait and do nothing. I serve the divine within me by creatively bringing forth my gifts and talents. And for me, that's writing. And by doing so, I feel alive. I feel bright, enthusiastic, and joyful. And you know, when I've worried about life in the past, life was just plain hard. It was downright difficult. And I constantly had to push in order for things to work out my way. And most of the time, I really must admit that I was rewarded with some sort of a result. But to be quite honest with you, it was absolutely a compromise. And in the end, it certainly was not at all satisfying. Now, is living like this in belief, trust, and faith, is it easy? Absolutely not. Nobody ever said it was going to be easy. And it actually goes against everything that we've been programmed for. We've been programmed to worry, to control, to stress, to push, to being afraid, playing it small, keeping the status quo, don't go against what others say. But having lived this way since my angelic walk-in experience in January of 2003, which, by the way, I write about in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-in, the autobiography of myself, Angel Ariel. And since living this way, I find that it's only when I'm in a state of suspension with absolutely no place to land in sight, that it forces my wings to unfurl in order for me to fly. Now, it reminds me a story of when I was a young girl and I watched high up baby birds in a nest and peeking over the side of the nest. And a baby bird does not know that it has wings, not when it's all scrunched up in the nest with its brothers and sisters. And it's not until it follows God's advice or their intuitive instincts when they get the urge to jump out of the nest, that once they jump out, then instinctively their wings open up and then they fly. So it's very much like those baby birds with me. When I'm in that state of suspension, I don't know where I'm going. It forces my wings to unfurl in order for me to fly. But as I fly along, buoyed by the grace and the protection and the guidance of God and the angels, I may not be aware of my destination, but the magic in life happens because I've had the faith to let God be the wind beneath my wings and allow he, she, and those winds to carry me and to give me direction. Many people have had a dream, a goal, some sort of an idea that really, really excites them. But so often the reason that stops them from believing in their dreams came from a so-called authority figure or expert telling them why their dream could not be realized or why they were not skilled or good enough. So I thought it would be kind of fun, before we go to the break, to take a look at some of those people who were told not to go after their dreams and to see where their belief in themselves took them. Okay, got your thinking cap on? The vice president of Columbia Pictures told this particular actor that he was never, ever going to make it in the movie business. The actor was Harrison Ford. Next, this musical group was turned down by a recording company that said, "We don't like their sound, and guitar music is on the way out." They were speaking about the Beatles. A music teacher told Beethoven that as a composer, he was hopeless. Colonel Sanders had the construction of a new road put him out of business in 1967. He went around to so many people and tried to hawk his 11 herbs and spices. And after 16 years, at the age of 75, he finally sold his company for $15 million. How about this one? Henry Ford, the first maker of the automobile, he failed and went broke 5 times before he finally succeeded. Walt Disney was fired by a newspaper editor because he was told that he lacked imagination and that he had no original ideas. Disney also went bankrupt several times before he built Disneyland. The movie Star Wars was rejected by every movie studio in Hollywood before 20th Century Fox finally produced it. It went on, as we know, to be one of the largest grossing movies in film history. Last one. Dr. Seuss's first children's book, entitled And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, was rejected by 27 publishers. The 28th publisher, Vanguard Press, took a chance on him, and it sold 6 million copies of the book. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that it is never God and the angels that give up on us. It is we that stop believing in ourselves and our dreams. So with this in mind, start to utilize your powerful ability to create using your vast, limitless imagination by visualizing worlds that you wish to create in the physical world. They won't come into the physical world if you don't first imagine them and visualize them in your imagination and then give energy to them. The more we make time for passionately creating artistic pursuits and dreaming, then we will allow our imaginations to flourish and demonstrate to the universe exactly what we wish to manifest and experience in our lives. This is because that is how the energies work in the higher fourth and fifth dimensional reality. Keep your dreams alive, everyone, by fueling them with your laser beam focus and passionate, inspired action. It's no good just to dream something into your imagination, but you must take passionate, inspired action to then energetically manifest them into your reality. Have fun doing it. I know that I do. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Taking a quick break, and we'll see you soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We've been speaking about the topic belief, hope, and faith make miracles happen. And in June, we are speaking about our empowerment and our belief in ourselves. Now, this, as all of the topics that the Posse of Angels give to me to bring forth on my radio program, goes perfectly with where we are energetically. Now, before we get to those callers, hang on, callers, there's just a reminder that we are all under the influence of a very powerful full moon, and it's in the zodiac sign of Sagittarius. And while it will be felt by all signs, those like myself, my rising sign is Sagittarius, will be more affected by it than others. The intensity of this full moon is giving us, some would say, a cosmic push that we've been waiting for in order to manifest dramatic and extremely positive change to propel us forward. You may have been feeling the Sagittarius powerful vibration as it's been building over this past week, and it's caused many of us to feel as though something major is about to happen. It's coming on the horizon, and I'm telling you, it is. Sagittarius is representative of fire energy and is wild and it is a wild and adventurous sign, which will be pushing us toward reaching our greatest wishes and our dreams. If we have been hoping and praying for something incredible, now it's time to believe that it can and it will happen. Now, this full moon's energies will help all of us to have a more positive mindset, and we'll feel like we are ready to take on the world. This may mean that the most opportune relationships that may have seemed impossible at one stage will easily present themselves to us with open arms. It may even mean that a career opportunity may present itself, open new doors. We may choose to travel to a distant land, or we could relocate, perhaps starting fresh in a new country, or even on the other side of the world. In this way, this full moon is forcing us to step out of our comfort zone and courageously head towards whatever ignites our fire without the limited fear-based excuses that normally arise whenever incredible energy and life-changing opportunities come our way. And in the past, we might have said, oh, I couldn't possibly do that, or we might doubt ourselves, but Sagittarius is giving us this energy to just step forward. Where we'd normally be taking time to ponder over making major decisions, we will intuitively know that what opens to us now during this full moon phase is exactly what we want and need, and we will not hesitate to make up our minds when extraordinary offers present themselves, as these will give us glimpses of our miraculous futures. Now, Sagittarius is a free-thinking, philosophical planet. It's always searching for the deeper meaning of life, exploring unknown territory, and looking to align closely to one's personal mission here on Earth. We can all take advantage of Sagittarius with its inner wisdom, expansive worldwide view, and bold energy while it's in full flow. This will allow us to redirect our focus so we can recognize what we need to do to achieve our goals and take action with determination, faith, hope, and belief and conviction. And know that we can do and receive anything we set our minds to. Now, fortunately, Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, the planet of good fortune, luck, transformation, and opportunity. And Jupiter's evolutionary goal is to assist us on our conquest of reaching our fullest and highest human expression. The full moon is shining on us, so we can choose to aim in a new direction, alter our focus, and courageously start over again, following the compass that we allow our dreams to set a course, in order for us to sail. So it's a very, very exciting time. Be on the lookout. Be very observant as to what comes in for you now, because in many cases, it will be the fulfillment of your desires to help you step forward. Let's go to our callers. If you would like a free angel reading or to discuss our topic, you can always call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. We have Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. What has been happening in your life?
Just, you know, job changes here and there. You know, one didn't work out, which was upsetting. Another one came where they appreciated me, although that's not as long term. But other than that, things are pretty much the same.
I was just wondering about your words that not getting a job was upsetting.
I'm sorry. I had a job. I was doing it very well. They also had a nanny for their infant, and I realized a few times that the nanny was doing things that put the baby in danger. And I told them about it, but they didn't really appreciate it. I mean, they said thanks, but they weren't, you know, like really sending off that vibe of gratitude. Oh. And then the nanny's supposed to let me in. And last week I had a, I had to, you know, there's a window, an hour window. And I had a really tight schedule because I had a doctor's appointment. And I came halfway in that window and she wasn't there. And she didn't call. And I waited for a bit. And then I let everyone know I can't wait any longer because I'd missed my appointment. And then she was really nasty to me every day after that. And then I lost my job for not getting along with her. Yeah, like she didn't apologize for being late. She hissed at me. She was just really nasty. And I was just like, hi, how are you? Have a good night. You know, like normal to her. But I don't know what happened. So it was upsetting. But it also wasn't, I guess, like a good situation for me. But something else came in for last week, and people really appreciated that I went above and beyond. And that was a good feeling.
Right. So it's important to understand, which I think, which I feel that you do now, that everything happens for our greatest good. And you not being there with that nanny that has a bit of an attitude was actually the universe rewarding you by getting you out of there, because there is something so much better for you and more aligned. More aligned with your, you know, your kind and considerate and respectful energies, and if you look at it that way, then it's actually not upsetting. It's actually for the greatest good of yourself and the greatest good of all concerned. So, so you know,
I see that. You know, there's been mixed feelings where there's been relief, actually, most mornings when I wake up and I'm realizing I'm not going there. It's just mostly, I think, you know, financially it's a little bit of a thing, and also just a little bit emotionally, it's like, why didn't they appreciate, like, you know, or why are they appreciating someone like that but not someone like me? It's confusing a bit, but it, you know, it was like uncomfortable and stressful for me, so I generally have just more of that sense of like, okay, it was like, I thought of that expression often, that man's rejection is God's protection. So
yes.
Yeah. It would be nice in a perfect universe if we all just had enough money that, you know, it wasn't such a big deal.
Right. Well, we do have whatever. Because we are God's children and we're provided for in any given moment, we have exactly what we need. Many of us don't understand that we are here for our soul's growth. It was like, you know, after my divorce and my, former soul, after her divorce and the former soul's ex didn't pay her financial settlement for many years, and it was tremendous for her soul's growth to go through that, so she'd have an understanding when she counseled people what that felt like, and that can only be experienced through going through that. You know, we don't learn that in theory, we learn that in practice. It builds character, and then we get to rely on our higher faith. And to surrender a lot of times, and open up to God's way of giving to us, not necessarily what we want, but necessarily what we need.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can see that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And it's true. I do have a lot more compassion, understanding for situations than I would have if I hadn't gone through them.
You know, in a perfect world, we would live in heaven, and you know, in which, you know, everyone is kind and respectful to one another. But you know, here on the earth plane, here on the earth plane, that doesn't happen. And it's just like with perhaps with reviews for my books or people who say that what I'm doing is, you know, woo woo or is New Agey or whatever, and I say thank you for your comments, you know, and I respect where they're coming from. But it doesn't affect what I do, and it doesn't make me feel any less proud of my accomplishments and the things that I believe in.
Yeah, because otherwise you're giving them your power.
Yes, exactly. And if I often have said that if any creative person ever wondered, you know, whether they should do something, you know, dependent upon whether anybody else is going to like them or be kind to them or like what they do, then they wouldn't put one dollop of paint. They wouldn't waste their ink. They wouldn't ever create anything, because you're never going to get to that stage where everyone's going to like what you do. So you have to be true to yourself and to passionately bring forth what you feel in your heart that you need to do. And then that's the energy which creates more opportunities and connections to bring more more people and situations to fulfill and to create other opportunities to do what you love doing. So was there a question that you had, Stephanie?
Yeah, there were two, but I think one of the reasons why it was disappointing or frustrating about, you know, losing out on this income is there was a course I wanted to take, this online kind of shamanic course that I think the person said they're doing it for the last time, or at least online. And it was the type of healing work that I wanted to learn, and now it looks like I don't know how that's going to happen. But so I guess my question was, you know, if this is the right course for me, and I guess I just have to trust it'll work out somehow.
Okay.
I guess this is the right course in the right time, and just sort of what they have to say about that.
Okay, the thing that the Posse of Angels are saying is that something better is coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now this modality or this type of healing, this person is not the only person in the world teaching this. You know, they don't have a lock on this. So you may be presented with somebody else who is more in alignment with your energies, and it may resonate more with you. But they applaud that you want to learn this healing, and they're saying that would be very good for you, but not this one at this time. I don't know what that means, but perhaps the energies of the person you wouldn't be in alignment with, and that for you to say, well, if I don't get an opportunity, see, there are no missed opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand that. You know, we don't miss out on anything because the universe desires what we desire. But the universe always works out for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. So if you want to learn this healing modality, the universe goes, yes, green light. But because it's the best for you and everyone else concerned, maybe it's not learning from this particular person. And if that's a caveat that, you know, they'll never do it again online, well, you know, if it doesn't happen in grace and it doesn't happen with ease, then it's either not supposed to happen or it's not supposed to happen now. And what we have to learn is to stop trying to push it in order for it to happen. So we have to see it always as a blessing for our highest good, because everything happens for our highest good. So I think that's the most important part is, yes, they applaud you wanting to learn this healing modality. I think it would be great. And then perhaps you can go on and get money from teaching this and helping others to heal, because you've learned so much from your healing journey. And then this would provide a source of income, but maybe perhaps not from this person. Maybe you need to learn from another person. Let's go to the cards. Okay, the first card we have is really confirmation of that, is the Knight of Swords. Now, the Knight of Swords is the taking action card. But, you know, we can only take action when, you know, something is presented to us with ease and grace. So they want you to be on the lookout, ask your angels and guides, say thank you for this wonderful opportunity to learn this healing modality from somebody else. And then when the right time presents itself, then I will take action towards it. You know, I won't sit on the fence and I won't worry about it, but I will jump forward. Now, the next card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Cups. This is your intuition. Just like your intuition told you that that nannying position, was not respectful. It was not honoring. And you actually felt so much lighter knowing that you didn't have to go there. In this situation, too, they do want you to follow your intuition. What we have been programmed mm-hmm. for, what we've been programmed, Stephanie and everyone else, is to go against our intuition. You know, even if something is hard and difficult and presents itself with a lot of irritation and agitation and all kinds of things like that, we've been told to keep pushing forward. When that's not the way of the fourth and fifth dimension, if it doesn't happen with ease and grace and it doesn't make our tummies happy and, you know, we don't feel like we're being respected, then that's a sign to step back. The next card out for you is the Page of Cups. This is a proposal card. This is the universe sending you that unexpected message about learning a healing modality. Whether it's this one or perhaps there's an even better one out there for you. It's really important for you to understand that that is an answer to your prayer. And they asked me to pick another card, which is unusual for them, but they said, this is the Page of Pentacles, which learning this modality and after learning so much from your healing journey, this will provide a source of income for you and the universe will support it. So I hope that's been helpful for you. I really feel good about you stepping forward.
Yeah, thank you. And it's interesting it mentioned the intuition because, you know, this person's online or on videos or whatever. And whenever I see her, I do get a bad feeling and she like something about her or her energy reminds me of my mother. And I've noticed that. Like every time it doesn't go away, but I do, she has like taped recordings that I'll listen to and I have found them helpful. So it's been sort of confusing of like, well, I think her work is really great. I don't know why I don't get that energetic vibe. And so she created this particular type of shamanic stuff, but maybe what she means by she's not teaching it again is one of her students will do it and maybe one of in the future. So maybe that would be the right situation, or maybe it would just be another shamanic type stuff. But but I have always had that nagging feeling about her, you know, that I've been kind of just missing.
I went to my energy card. I went to my energy cards, and I just pulled a card, and I got Healer of the Ages.
Oh, that's so funny.
Isn't that wonderful?
And as much as I love doing what I do with the animals and I love, you know, I love them and all that, I do feel like I'm not using what I could be doing, you know, with my knowledge and stuff. So I would like to be doing more healing or to do both, you know, I could sort of take care of them while I'm older, you know, but I want to do more. So I'm glad that's maybe not happening as soon as I'd like, but that it would be there in the future, you know.
As we know, everything happens in divine timing. You know, we don't miss an opportunity, and the opportunity will come around. And when it's the most perfect fit for us, and the results will be heavenly for that. So
I love that.
So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Well, because before when you were talking, and I love those reminders, I always love reading those books or whatever about people who were actors and all these other famous people told they wouldn't be good at something, like Oprah, you know, and then became, like, so good at it, or having all those rejections. But then when you talk about how if it doesn't happen with ease and grace, I guess it gets confusing because – you know, to be maybe rejected by 20 studios or publishers before something happens, they weren't going through it with ease and grace, but it ultimately worked out.
Well, that's true, but that was for a different time and for those people who didn't shift as well.
Oh, okay. So, because we're going into a different dimension.
Yes, we are. We are different people consciously now. And we know that if it doesn't happen with ease and grace, that's a great marker for us. Not now doesn't mean not ever. So the universe desires what we desire. And then we put out our goals and intentions. And then we let God and the angels be our compass then to bring to us the greatest, fulfillment of those prayers. And then we let that be our compass. Otherwise, we just keep spinning our wheels, and we keep spinning our wheels in worry and stress and controlling and pushing, which brings some result, but usually it's a compromise. And we're not happy with the result that it's brought to us. In the meantime, we could have been creating and doing something which we and God seeded in our soul in order to have that foundation of that wonderful, passionate, excitable energy that keeps bringing us opportunities and connections to do what we love doing.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for clarifying that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I hope you have a beautiful day, Stephanie. Thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you. You too.
Okay, thank you so much.
I appreciate you taking my call. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. And we have a few minutes left here. I do get a lot of requests for my father's poetry. This is his book, I Am a Jew, Poems of Faith, Family, God, and Love. And while we're speaking about the topic of faith today, faith, belief, and hope, which make miracles happen, I'd like to finish off the program by reading one of his poems called The Wisdom God Placed in Your Soul. Whenever you stumble or falter or fumble or fail to advance to your goal, take a moment in prayer and see past the despair to the wisdom God placed in your soul. When you're cut or confused and your ego is bruised and you feel like you've lost all control, take a moment. Yet this feeling's not true. There's a you within you. It's the wisdom God placed in your soul. There are times you're so low, there seems no place to go. Still, there's one place you always can stroll. When there's nowhere to hide, just go inside to the wisdom God placed in your soul. In the silence you'll find peace beyond peace of mind, the courage to make yourself whole. It's a counsel unique that you don't have to seek. It's the wisdom God placed in your soul. Only few come to know this gratuitous glow from the knowledge of life's earthly role. Yet we all get to try to decipher the why in the wisdom God placed in the soul. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to my callers calling in. Thank you to my listeners far and wide flung all over the world. I really do appreciate you tuning in to Angel Healing House Radio. Just a reminder before we go about my extraordinary books, Angels of Faith. This is the book about my two near-death experiences and how we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. My next book is One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. And this is about my five most important past lives. They were the most important because I grew the most spiritually. And what the heck did I do in heaven between those lives? The next book is, and the sequel to that book is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel. And you can purchase this one also on audible.com because this one is an audiobook, and I am going into the recording studio and finishing up the recording of One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness to be made into an audiobook this week. So I'm very excited about that. You can purchase all of those books on my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com, or they can all be purchased on Amazon. And as I said, I'm an Angelic Walk-In is an audiobook on audible.com. Please, everyone, do remember to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this week. I'm sending you love and, as always, angel blessings. And I do look forward to speaking with you again next time. Take care, everyone. Bye.